in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
When I try to count my blessings, try to count them one by one, when I look back over my life, there ain't no way I can tell you all that God has done. I could talk about it all day long, still I could make you see where he has brought me from, because it wouldn't be enough time, oh no, to tell you all that God has done. Listen, y'all, you see, sometimes it makes me laugh, and sometimes it makes me cry, when I think of how the Lord has truly blessed me. I just have to get up sometimes and testify. If I was speaking with 10,000 tongues, it still would take me much too long. It just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be enough time
to tell you all
that God has done. Oh, if I count, if I count, if I kept on counting over and over again, still, y'all, it wouldn't be new enough time to tell you everything he's done. Oh, if I count, if I did it all day long, if I did it all week long, over and over again, still, it wouldn't be enough time. I just wouldn't have enough time. It would take me too long, y'all, to tell you all, yeah, that God has done. In other words, I've been blessed. Let me tell you about the blessing. It started when I was a little boy, a long time ago. The doctor said that it was a possibility that I would never walk again. But that's been 47 years ago, and I'm still standing here telling everybody he keeps on. Thank you, Lord. Nobody can do it but you, Lord. You've been good to me. I thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. And every time I look around, I have to tell somebody about the blessing that the Lord has bestowed upon me. You see, I'm adopted into the family. I'm a king's kid. I got favor. I have to tell somebody that the Lord sure enough has been good to me. Every day I'm a blessed man. Every time I get this courage on, you know what he do? He just keep on. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. I thank you, Lord. I got food to eat. Lord, on my back. Oh, the Lord has been good to me. If I talked about it all day long, oh, it wouldn't be no enough time to tell you all that God has done.
I am so glad I got you to lean on. I'm 23 steps. The steps of a good man.
the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Amen. It's now 14, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Very pleasant good morning. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been another way. This is another new day the Lord has let us live to see it, and we are so glad, and that's why we rejoice in being so thrilled about it. You just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get us started off this morning. And our script, the New Testament book of Matthew, Matthew 7th chapter and the 7th verse. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The word of God today for us, the children of God, God's word is already blessed. And my friends, on the word of God today, a thought would be, ask with expectation, for we have a right to believe. My friends, as Jesus taught, he shared words of encouragement. Jesus informed his followers to ask with expectation, declaring that what they asked for, they would receive. They were to ask with belief. And in my conclusion today, my friends, our prayer lives are to be filled with expectation. The Lord has given us a commitment. He has and he will respond to our request. And finally, my friends, we should ask knowing God has promised to respond. Lord, we thank you for your word today, and we pray that we won't only be hearers, but that we may be doers likewise.
I'd like to tell you a little something just before you go. Some people ask me, they say, Lolita, where did it all start from? And this is what I tell. I said, my mama told me that it happened way over there. And it's that way over there. Oh, she said, but until that day, I'm just gonna clean.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
Send a revival on.
Send a revival.
Send a
Very pleasant. Good morning. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where you can listen to the best in spiritual and gospel music 12 hours a day now. That's right, from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. every day. Nothing but the best in spiritual and gospel music. We thank you for locking us in this morning. And my friends, if you would like to give us a call here at the station, it's just as easy as dialing 347-215-8049 or 919-210-3679. You may want to get a request in, or you may just want to chat for a little bit. Pick up that telephone. Give us a call. We're standing by, and we're ready to talk to you. Just pick it up and give us a call, huh? Amen. We're going to get ready now for the bottom of the hour station ID, and then when we come back, my friend, we're going to bring you some music from those Canton spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. Choo! I'm the old one, the old CCCB. Translated, y'all know me, the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Mondays through Sundays, 13 hours a day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one, taking you into the noonday drive, keeping alive from 11 to 2 on the NFI.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday from 2 to 5 on the evening drive on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
You can listen anywhere in the world by going to NFIRadio.com. Catch the wave. It's a God thing.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
You know, in my lifetime, I've met a lot of brilliant men, men that could do anything, very smart. But listen, if you will.
Like Jesus, I've never Nobody but God. In the world of God,
He
as I walk the shield of faith. Lord, here are my strong foes. My heart will not fail. With your word as my weapon, I know victory. He fought the battle. That one. He fought the battle, and I won. You ought to tell somebody, my doctor thought he knew how to do it, but he couldn't do it. God fought my battle. I won. Somebody lift your hand and say, I've won.
Very pleasant good morning. It's now 15 minutes until the hour. Once again, you are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Sending the program out this morning in its entirety, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families. And just know we here at NFI Radio Gospel Network, we love you. And we're praying for you, and we pray that God would just continue to lift you up and bless you real good. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. I ain't got nothing but love for you. And we're going on up to the top of the hour, brothers. Very pleasant good morning. We love you. Choo, choo.
And watch out where we go. pray we'll find your love.
I pray we'll find your love.
And hold it in our heart.
And hold it in our heart.
When stars go out each night.
Stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our when shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day.
Oh Lord, lead us to a place of mind.
Guide us with your grace.
Guide us with your grace.
Give us faith so we'll be.
Towards heaven and sending the word, Lord, I have
trying to prove all of his heartache and all of his pain have been washed away, ran from door to door, from corner to corner, telling everybody,
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the NFI studio in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Somebody left this morning on the morning train.
To the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
On the other side, just beyond the sunset sea, there'll be room to spare as we enter there. Room for you and room for me. The day where the flowers forever bloom.
much beauty in all the world. Everything is so fair in the city full square. The length is the same as the height. There is no night, there's no need for daylight. For the Lamb of God, He will be the light.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Granny.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
her. I didn't get to fight with her.
You're
stepping up on behind my granddaughter from the star up in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no night. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, man. You're going to listen at me.
All right, now. Hold on now. Hold on. Now, my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
One second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. But I want to know who is your grandbaby
hold
out here.
On. Just hold on, sugar, here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
I ain't going to get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. I mean to. Now, ask anybody at that school that I test down one of them girls. Because the person them hold me when he let me.
Baby,
I didn't test down one of them children. If they say I test you, I come to school money and prove it.
Don't you make me come over there.
Come on.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
I told you I didn't test down one of them children because they ain't engaged. Get close to me. Them children way down there at that gate down there.
Me and my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now, you can come over here now.
We're going to do a pray-by.
I could mend my staff and pray to you.
You by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you. You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know where I stay.
Lord, help this woman. She's
no, you need to help your child.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
Maylee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
Maylee.
I've been knowing them chums.
Maylee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will. Hey, Ma. Ma, don't make me mad here. What? Ma, what? Hey, girl. Don't be doing that, D. Yeah, well, y'all finna have my finna this month. Don't play me, son. Nah, Ma, I'll call you in a minute. Let me tell y'all something now. I don't cuff. But see, y'all done run my blood pressure up now because I thought y'all done good. I'm ready to fight now.
You ain't saved like they say you is.
I'm sure y'all hear what I said. Now I'm finna go get my grandbaby and I'll be in Birmingham in the next five or two. And y'all be at the shop.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. WNHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
13 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your station for the best in spiritual and gospel music that you'll hear anywhere around the world. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. And following us every morning, we'll be on from 8 until 11 o'clock a.m. And then from 11 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., you can catch the Anointed One. He will bring you more great and inspiring gospel music. And then from 2 o'clock p.m. until station airtime is off at 8 o'clock p.m., you can still hear the best in spiritual and gospel music. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's all gospel. Amen. We just heard some great and inspiring gospel music to get this hour started off. Amen. Once again, we're sending the program out this morning, as always, to all the sick, the shut-in, to all the bereaved families out there. And just know that we love you here at NFI Radio Gospel Network. If we can do anything to make your day more comfortable or more enjoyable, just give us a call here. You may want to call in for a request, or you might just want to call in and chat with us here. The number you can dial is 347-215-8049 or 919-210-3679. We'd like to hear these phones start ringing, letting us know you're listening, huh? Let us know you're listening. Amen. To all of our friends out there in Radio Land, let us know you're listening, and we'll be more than happy to give you a shout-out and to give you a play your song on the air. Getting back now to great and inspiring gospel music.
Help me. you to help me. Lord, I said help me on my journey. Lord, help me on my way.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the Wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a Wave Thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Michelle. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Sunday from 2 to 5 on the Evening Drive on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave on the NFI.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network is proud to announce the 51st anniversary of the Mighty Golden Bell. Brought you such tune as Rest a While, The Blood, I'll Take Jesus for Mine. It's the 51st singing anniversary of the Mighty Golden Bells on Sunday, July the 5th, 2015, at the New Jerusalem Holiness Church on the corner.
remember, I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply. Head of my life, I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
One touch can change everything. Yeah. change everything. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her down.
Heal my body, heal my heart.
One touch can change everything. It's about 15 minutes before the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. And we want to thank you again so much for catching the wave. What about that country boy? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Want to thank country boy for joining us on this wonderful Sunday morning, April the 30th, 2023, the last Sunday of this month. Oh, my goodness, huh? This month has did some pretty good fast traveling, huh? It seems like we just started this month, and we are right at the end of the month. Look, I pray that you're having a great time thus far this morning, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. All right, well, look, standing by, coming up right at the top of the hour, live this morning, Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. He'll be coming forward with the word on this Sunday morning. We asked all of you if you'd love to join us. Get your Bible, and those of you who like to take notes, have your pencil and pen ready so you can take those notes as he brings forth the word this Sunday morning. Great day to be alive here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and right now it's looking like we're still getting some, you know, a little bit of rain, supposed to taper off a little bit later, so the later today, the more the sun is going to come out and shine on you, huh? Nothing wrong with a little rain, and some of you probably need some rain for those crops, and especially some of you that just planted, you know, planted some plants or you are out in the garden each and every day trying to get those vegetables properly planted and to come up just right, huh? I don't know about you, but I remember the day, and this day and time, who wouldn't want to have some great vegetables in their garden, huh? All right, well, all right. We're going to continue with more music. As I said just a few moments ago, he'll be back here very shortly. It's Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. And those of you that tuned in last Sunday, oh, my goodness, he brought forth the word of God, and he did some awesome teaching. So this morning, be prepared. Don't know which way he's going to come. He's always taking it to the next level. So are those of you ready to go to the next level this morning? Well, we are, and I pray that you are as well. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music, this next selection here. This gentleman here is not new to the gospel industry. He's been singing for a period of time. And he finally was able to release his own first CD. Many of you are very familiar with Brother Josh Miles and the sounds of Brother George Day. Right here, live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Good morning to you.
Josh, I've been knowing you, man, for a long time. I remember when you were younger and we had a chance to talk about the music and everything that was going on, and I had a chance to help you with some things then, and I see that they have blessed you today. I also noticed, I don't know why you saved me for last. Cause because everybody else's song is younger than me. I'm the oldest one, but that's all right. I'm going to try to sing this song, one of your songs, you know, and I don't do a lot of that. Basically sing my own, but I'm going to try yours. Okay, can I do that? I'm going to try. I was looking for someone to be my friend. I was searching for someone put my trust in. I was hoping to find someone to give me Jesus, man. I found Jesus right in the rain. Oh, I was looking for someone I could call my own. I was searching for someone who would never leave me alone. Oh, I was hoping to find someone to give me, someone to give me peace of mind and my
I'm of two lanes, one on the left, one on the right, and there was a tornado right in front of us.
Y'all don't believe it, that's the truth.
Right in front, didn't have nowhere to go. But you know what happened? We stood still, asked God to make a way. The old box that shook, I looked on the other side, then I looked back, and I saw the same tornado on the other side. You can't tell me that God won't show up on time. Won't he show up?
Yes, sir.
I know you didn't know. Mr. Hart, come in. I know you didn't know. But there was a little time I was about to give up on it all.
Yes.
I wanted to give up.
Tell it. Go on, tell it. Go on and tell it.
I thought there wasn't no hope for me. I just thought I wasn't gonna make it. Saying it had me fooled. He told me you might as well go on. Yes, sir. Take that little music you got. Throw it in the trash. Ain't nobody wanna hear you. You're not no good. You ain't good as you thought you were. Before I go to Jackson, just let me tell you, no matter how low you get, you can't get too low for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He too high, you can't get over. All you gotta do is hold on. Just hold on.
That's the sounds of Brother Josh Miles. We are right at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this wonderful Sunday morning. And those of you, we want to thank you for joining us. standing by is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. And those of you, if you want to join us, be sure to have your pencil and pen prepared and, have some notes to go with that so you can write down the word this morning and go back to it next week, because you definitely can use it on next week. All right, without further ado, let's bring forth this powerful man of God out of Silas City, North Carolina. Let's welcome back Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Welcome back, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for another day's journey. Amen. I don't care what happened yesterday and last week on your job and who hurt your feelings. This is a day that the Lord have made. Rejoice and be glad in it, because he is worthy of all the praise. That's right. I don't care ups and downs, turns and turnarounds and roller coaster rides. Amen. Lift your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help, for all of your help cometh from the Lord, not from man, not from the person that hurt your feelings, but it comes from the Lord. Amen. Good morning to you. Amen. Get your pen and paper, like he said. I'm going to give you several scriptures I want you to write down, and write them down in the order in which I give you. Don't turn to them, and you'll have it for your study notes for next week. It's going to tell you a complete story through the scriptures. Like to just say, you know, this is the last day of April, and April, there's been so many birthdays in the month of April of people that I know and that you all know. And you all have let me know, you call so many names and all, but the one that's just coming to me right now is just to say happy birthday, and this is going to cover for everybody. Happy birthday to Odessa, who spent most of her adult life in Washington, D.C. Good morning to you. Amen. Amen. Write down these scriptures, will you? Hebrews 11 chapter and 6th verse, which is really where we're going to take our text from today. So you can go ahead and be turning to that one. Hebrews 11 chapter and 6th verse. Write down Galatians 1 and 10. Galatians 1st chapter, 10th verse. James 2nd chapter, 17 through 26. Romans 10th chapter, 10th chapter, 17th verse. Mark, John 10 and 10. John 10th chapter, 10th verse. Mark 11th chapter, 22nd through 26th verse. Jeremiah 29th chapter, 11th verse. Proverbs 18 and 21, Proverbs 18, chapter 21, verse. Mark, 3rd chapter, 27, verse. Proverbs 6 and 16, Proverbs 6, chapter 16, verse. Matthew, 22nd chapter, 37, verse. Romans 10th chapter, 1st through the 18th verse. Very important. Romans 10, 1 through 18. And the last one is 1st Corinthians 15th chapter, 1st through the 7th verse. 1st Corinthians 15th chapter, 1st through the 7th. Those of you who are just joining us, I'm giving a series of scriptures to write down for your study for next week, and it's write them in their order, and it's going to tell the story. Hebrews 11, I'm going back over it. I'll go over it quickly this time just for you to touch it up. Hebrews 11, chapter 6, verse. Galatians 1 and 10. James 2nd chapter, 17 through 26. Romans 10 and 17. Mark 4th chapter, 14th verse. John 10 and 10. Mark 11th chapter, 22 through 26th verse. Jeremiah 29th chapter, 11th verse. Proverbs 18 and 21. 18th chapter, 21st verse. Mark 3rd chapter, 27th verse. Proverbs 6, chapter 16th verse. Matthew 20, 37 verse. Romans 10, first chapter through the 18th verse. 10th chapter of Romans, first through the 18th verse. And the last one is 1 Corinthians 15th chapter and first through the 7th verse. Amen. Today's text, and go there now, is Hebrews 11th chapter and the 6th verse, and stay there with me. Hebrews 11 and 6. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you now for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord, for our lying down last night and our getting up this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for you clothed us still in our right mind, spirit, amen, mind, body, and soul. Even if it don't feel like you have it, proclaim it in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody need a touch. Touch somebody's mind right now. Touch their mind. Don't let the enemy take their mind. Don't let the enemy take their knowledge that they have developed and heard all of these years. Don't let them take their spirit. Don't let them take their faith. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. We're standing on the blood of Jesus, on the word of God. We're standing right now. Hallelujah. I'm claiming you healed because the word says you healed, and I'm claiming the word. Therefore, I'm claiming you healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, mind, body, and soul, from the crown of your head, the sole of your feet, speak life over your body right now. You tell your mind, you tell your body, you tell your soul to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. That at the cross of Calvary, Jesus shed blood. You were healed. Not going to be, from the crown of your head, the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead and guide, anoint in Jesus' name. Somebody, amen, receive it by saying amen. Amen, amen. Well, let's get going. We got a lot to cover, and let's get going today. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse says, but without faith. Listen, I just prayed a prayer, and if you don't have the faith, it was just some words said that went over your head. You're going to have to receive it like a sponge. Soak it up with faith. You got to soak up every ounce of it with your faith. So it says here, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please him if you don't have faith, because whoever that to God must believe that he is. First of all, you got to believe that God is. A lot of people believing and saying, yeah, I believe there's a God, but yeah, but you believe that God is. Hallelujah. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Are you believing in him? You praying to him, Almighty God, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will reward you for those who seeking after him. Hallelujah. Who have the faith to keep seeking after him and stay with him. And then you will please God. But without faith, it's going to be impossible. I don't care how much you fake it. I don't care how many shows you put on. That's white dresses and three-piece suits. Without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. You're always saying, I want to please God. Well, then you're going to have some faith. The word just told you that. And so I want to use for a subject from that passage of Scripture, do you really want to please God? Do you really want to please God? Amen. God did not make you to be what somebody else wants you to be. So stop trying to please somebody else and stop trying to please and stop letting them be the puppeteer. And if they the puppeteer, then who is the puppet? You must be the puppet. Stop doing that. You're not in a cartoon show. and stop letting them do that. God did not make you to be what somebody else wants you to be. He said he knew you before the foundation of the earth and before your mama knew you, even before you were placed in her womb, because we are a spirit who came on this earth through a way of generations, physical, and he placed us where he wanted us to be. And so your mama, before your mama knew you in the womb, God already knew you. And the plans that he had for you, he haven't changed them, is for you. That's right. It was good for you and not to harm you. Underline, not to harm you. God is not out to zap you. He's not out to harm you. You need to stop selling God as some kind of zapper. Like, I tell you what, God going to get you. Stop teaching your children that. God, that's right, because they'll grow up fearing God. They need to have the fear of God as far as the fear of respect and honor God, but not to be scared to death of God and not to harm you. God has not changed his mind. We still need to please him. When a man ways please the Lord, God makes even his enemies going to have to be at peace with him. Oh, that's a word right there in itself. On your job, you don't have peace? Well, then you need to have faith in God and please God. You please God, he'll mess around. That's right. He will take your enemies and make them be at peace with you, even when they have planned to come and wreck your day. Somebody tell God thank you. And better is a little with righteousness, the word is, than vast revenues of money without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Tell him thank you for directing your steps. And thank God for planning the way in your heart. He's already laid out the blueprint for your life. The problem is we don't follow it. First of all, we don't look at the blueprint, and we don't even ask God to show it to us. Our generous heart can touch the heart of Jesus and make us so pleasing to God. Our generous service, being generous with our time with Jesus, and being generous with our giving, that's right, our giving, are all honoring to God. And when we honor God, God will honor us. A generous heart is a kind of heart that pleases God. And then you will find favor. Oh, everybody walking around talking about favor, favor. Well, if you want favor, then you have to please God. Then you will find favor with both God and with people. That's right. People will show you favor, bless you, strangers, and give you things, houses, cars. That's right. That's right. God bless you. You don't want the house to fall out the sky and come down to you, because once it hit the ground, it's going to tear all the pieces, bust apart. No, going to bless you. People is going to bless you. The hand of God and the Holy Spirit is directing, orchestrating the entire orchestra. That everything going to be peace and harmony. And you will earn a good reputation. That's the word of God. Every thousand choices present themselves to us. Do you realize that? Each choice seems to be more complex and more convoluted than the last. It's complex and all trickery and all kind of stuff is in it, and it's just coming at you from all directions. Choices and choices be made. Learn to slow down. People are always asking you something. Well, what do you think about this? I need a decision. I need a decision quickly. Well, I always ask them, and someone taught me this years ago, how long have you been thinking about it? They said, well, I've been thinking about this 2 or 3 weeks, and you want me to give your answer in 2 minutes. But you have put 2 to 3 weeks into even coming up with it. So you tell them to slow your roll. That's right. Slow your roll. Slow it down and give me time to talk to God, because I want to please Almighty God, our Father, who art in heaven. So how is the modern Christian expected to figure out the will of God in your life? What compounds the problem are the multitude of voices. And these young people, they got a lot of voices coming at them. A lot of them will tell you, and when they go to counseling, the
counselor said one of the main things these young people are saying they're hearing is a lot of voices in their head. So you got to stop yelling at them, because they already about shut down from so many voices that are complex, and it's confusing them by design of the enemy and the social media and TV that promotes their own unique way of wanting them to follow God and want you to follow God, programming you all the while. Why you think they call it the program guide? Because they are programming your mind. And when faced with such complexities and confusing world ways, perhaps the solution is to go back to the basic. To go back to what the old folks taught you. They had it right, but you think you got to come up with something better because you have some education there. Go back to the basic, and guess what? Keep it simple. Staying on the word of God, which is plain and simple, but very powerful. Stay with me now. The prophet Micah in the Bible ministered against a bleak time in Israel's history. A mighty enemy, the Assyrian Empire, had arisen against Israel and against Judah. And guess what? Succeeded in destroying the northern tribes of Israel. And all this left the people of God scared. See, the enemy, he'll try to use some as an example to scare off the masses, the rest. And all of this left the people of God scared and afraid for the future. Does it sound familiar? How could they even find any hope or security in all of this fear? Oh, I'm imagining they were probably going through their mind, had God abandoned us? And if so, what do we need to do in order for God to be happy or pleased with us? Against the background of this whole story in Micah, but this is not the text of our story, but it's here for our understanding. Micah speaks the simple and plain truth. God had already revealed exactly what he does and what he does not want from his people. But you need to be listening. He that have an ear, let him hear. And we cannot hope to appease God by working our way into righteousness. That's a lot of church, self-righteousness. Self-righteous church. They think by they can work their way into salvation, work their way into righteousness. But and then you have some people who want to sacrifice others for their own sin. So they want to sacrifice you for their sin. They want to put their sin on you. They want to make you feel like you the bad one, you the guilty one. It's all your fault and all of this. And when all of the them, but they shift it. Don't ever allow anyone to shift liability onto you, because you're not the insurance company. The insurance company is in the business of what? Taking on other people's risk or other people's liability. You're not equipped for that, so stop taking on other people's liability. That's right. You tell them, I can't take on your shortcomings. I already have my own, and I'm already trying to work out my own soul salvation. So instead, Micah listed out three principles of what God asks of his people. And number one, it was justice. God's just asking justice because he's a just God. And number two, loving kindness. That's right, loving kindness. We got to love ye one another as Christ have loved us. And number three, to walk humbly with him. That's the problem. We won't walk, number one, with him. And number two, we won't be humble. And so we got to be humble. And so the word of God says, it tells us in Galatians, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? If I yet please men, I shall not be the servant of Christ. No one can make you believe, saints. No one can make you even think. Did you realize that? It's all your decision, and it's based on your heart. So put your faith in action. Look at our text now, Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And let's back it up and start at the very first verse. Stay with me now. Hebrews 11 and 1. Look at it. Look at it. We talk about pleasing God. And he said without faith it's going to be impossible to please God. So let's look at it. The first verse says, now faith is the confidence. It's confidence in what we hope for. So we're hoping for something. We're praying for something. We got to be confident that we're going to receive it. And so that's our faith. It's got to be confident in what we hope for. And the assurance, oh, assurance, blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance that you're going to get it. About what we do, not say, you know what? We have faith in that insurance policy that when it's time to pay off, that we have the assurance that the insurance will pay. What a faith in what we're praying for, that God will deliver exactly what he said. He said his word shall not return to him void. And this is what the ancients were commended for, the scripture said. They were commended now for this part. Stay with me. The third verse. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. That's right. By God's command. Spoke and it was. Light is, light be. And then light was. So that what is seen was not made out of what was already visible. Are you listening? By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain. And by faith, he was commended as righteous. And when God spoke well of his offerings, and by faith, Abel still speaks, even though Cain slain and killed them because he got jealous that God didn't accept his offering, but Cain came and brought his offering with faith because it's going to be impossible to please God without the faith. And so God was pleased and accepted Abel's offering because it was with faith. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. The fifth verse, by faith, Enoch, you all need to study Enoch. Enoch was taken from his life, from this life. He was taken. He didn't die. He was taken so that he did not experience death. He could not be found. They don't know where he's buried because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Oh, somebody who pleased God so well that God didn't even let him experience death. That's somebody you need to study. I want to study more myself. Enoch, E-N-O-C-H. And so the sixth verse, and without faith, there it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about the things not yet seen, but told him, going out there and be building the ark, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family and others. By this faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. And by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went. Will you go? Yeah, you sing the song, Lord, here am I, send me. I go where thou send me, and all of that stuff. Do you really mean it? Do you really want to please God? And Abraham said, even though he did not know where he was going, but by faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who became heirs with Abraham of the very same promise. And we have that today. That's the promise of Abraham, the Abraham promise. We have now inherited that today. Stay with me. 21st verse. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he was even dying and leaned over on the top of his staff, just Joseph. When his end also came near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions in concerning the burial of his bones as he was leaving this world, but didn't give up, held the faith until the end. He said that just like mama them used to say, I'm going to go on and see what the end is going to be. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. Too many of you have children that are no ordinary child, and you know you don't even recognize it. And that's going to be your way out of the hood and everywhere else. And it's not going to be by basketball and entertainment all the time. Why do you feel like that's the only way God can bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light? You have some gifts that people don't even heard of. You have some talents. You have some things going on in you that was put in you from the foundation of the world before your mom even knew you in the womb. Why? Because the plans were good. Each one of us have something to offer to please God. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. There, Moses' parents, and by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea. And as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do the same thing, they got drowned. Why? They didn't have faith, number one. And number two, they were not the children of God. And the 30th verse, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them and did what God said by faith for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. That's right. God used prostitutes and everybody to stop judging people. Amen. And by faith, she was blessed. And what more shall I say? The scripture says, I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak. This is the scripture, 32nd verse. I'm reading this. This is not me talking. And this is the writer of Hebrews. He said, what more shall I say? I don't have time to write it down in the book of the Bible or the Word of God about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Oh, women, now the scripture says in the 35th verse, stay there now, women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some face fears and flogging and jeers and flogging embarrassment and all this kind of stuff with chastising them and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. And they were killed by the sword. But all these people are still living by faith when they died. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Oh, even so, faith now, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. You got to have more than works. You got to have faith, and you got to have faith. And just faith alone without some corresponding action doesn't go anywhere. Yes, you got a souped-up engine and, amen, a race car. But if you don't turn that engine on and press the gas pedal as the corresponding action, then your faith and your powerful engine and race car won't even go anywhere. Yeah, a man may say, thou have faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, the scripture said, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Oh, and the scripture says, and without faith it's going to be impossible to please God. Oh, anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you don't hear nothing but fear, guess what? You're going to have faith in fear. But if you want to have faith in Jesus, faith in God, faith in the blood of Jesus, then it's going to have to come from hearing the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? The scripture says, yes, verily, the sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Oh, Mark says, the farmer sows the word, and some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and immediately takes the word away from them that it was just sown into them. Stay with me now. Somebody will be praying. Others like seeds sown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. And you feel like they have gotten somewhere. But the scripture says, Mark says, but since they have no root in that word, and they last only a short time. We saw that now in the last 3 years. It was very evident that somehow or another, people have been, they received joy. They've been jumping around in church for years. But we found out when the enemy came and really put something through all the people that was, where the word had been sown, looked like on rocky places. And the scripture says in Mark, but since they have no root in it, didn't realize it, they last on a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns. Oh, if you're out there gardening, you know what I'm talking about, weeds, and hear the word. But the word is of this life. And that's what happened 3 years, last 3 years, the worries of the life got the best, the weeds, the thorns got the best of people, the word that had been sown. And somehow or another, they didn't keep it cultivated. They didn't love it, and they didn't give it love, and amen. They didn't nourish it, and what happened, they lost their faith. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things came in and choked the word, making it unfruitful. That's the word of Mark. Says others like seeds sown on good soil. Hear the word. Did you hear me now? Mark is telling us a story here. Mark the 4th chapter. Amen. He said others like seeds sown on good soil. They will hear the word. And you know people that came off the streets, they ain't never been in church much of their life. But when the seed is sown on them, and somehow get into them because they finally come into, they want to come into fruition. They done been through some things, and they are tired, and they done have gotten sick and tired. And then the word of God, the seed, that's why we got to keep planting the seed at them. Don't give up. Don't give up on them. So the seed was sown on good soil. You thought it wasn't good soil, but it was good soil. They heard the word, and they accept the word and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold, 100 times of what was sown. Stay with me now. That's the word. But Satan is a thief. John tells us that. Said he's a thief that comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come. Jesus now, talk to me. Jesus, I have come that they may have life. And have it more abundantly. There it is. And Satan now is not after your money. Are you listening? He don't want your money. He got plenty of it. And he don't want your stuff. He tried to give it all to Jesus up on the top of the mountain. Let him know he got this stuff like that. He's not after your money. He's after the word. Because if he can steal the word from you and steal it from your heart, he will have your money. And if he can steal your word, he can get your health. If he can steal the word from you, he can eventually kill you. Are you listening? All designed in a scheme to keep you from pleasing God with your faith. Stop blaming God for your bad health. Listen, God don't, you don't have to be sick to leave here. If, when God is ready for you, he don't have to, the only way he can get you out of here back over to the heavenly shores is to make you sick and suffering. Where you get that from? You ever heard many years ago and all, natural death, they just died in their sleep. This peacefully went on. Hadn't been sick a day in their life that we know of and all of that. But you've been programmed now over the last years and generation to think that sickness is the is all coming from God. And it's, John just told you that the enemy, he's the thief. He's coming to rob you, steal and kill and destroy you of your good health, your wealth, amen, your joy. But the joy that I have, he didn't give it to me, and I'm not going to let him take it away. Somebody tell God thank you. Somebody shout and tell him, you can't take away my joy. Stay with me now. I'm getting ready to go. And Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, all those people that you won't let come in your church, they're not good enough. Whosoever, he said, whosoever, don't have to come to church to be saved. Whosoever, don't have to come to church to read the word of God. Whosoever, but forsake not the assembly. Why? Because we're coming into the camp. We are soldiers for the army of the Lord. And the military always house on a camp, on a base. And they're training and they're encouraging each other and getting synced in and in harmony and they're working it out. And we got to do the same thing. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, mountain, whatever it is, and you say to this mountain, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that these things which he hath said shall come to pass. The Bible said, you shall have whatsoever you just said. Whatever you just said. We just read that Abraham received an inheritance and that Isaac and Jacob received the same inheritance as heirs. We today now have received an inheritance through the Abrahamic covenant, same covenant that God made with Abraham. And we have a double inheritance now, because we have and we are the heirs and joint heirs with Jesus, the Son of God. And God now sees us through the blood of his Son and not through our own sin and faults anymore, because we are now believers. That's why it's going to be important to be saved. It's, we are the believers now of Christ. Hallelujah. Tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Somebody stay with me now. Don't go anywhere. We are doubly blessed, but we must please God. Oh, Israel went from the land of not enough to the land of just enough to the land of more than enough. Oh, I see you now. You had some heartaches in your life. Oh, you have experienced not enough. But then you kept on and you kept the faith. Oh, you kept pressing your way to a mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. And then you come upon to have just enough. But don't get comfortable there, because God got more than that he wants to give you. Hallelujah. He wants to give you more than enough. Tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. In the 17th chapter of Genesis, God introduced himself to Abram as El Shaddai, God Almighty. Hallelujah. The God who is more than enough. Oh, and as he enters into this covenant with Abraham, God is entering the covenant with mankind through Abram, whose name had to be changed to Abraham. Too many folk now can't receive the manifestation of the covenant blessing that and the inheritance that you have already received because you have allowed the past to hold you in captivity. Stay with me now. Oftentimes it's that same captivity that you were once delivered from. Oh, last part of the verse here in Hebrews, it tells us he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You want to be rewarded? You want to have success? You want to win and walk in abundance? Then you need to please God and not man. Hallelujah. I ain't seen no man go to the cross and die for you, but Jesus did. He was the one that went. But that man and that person, co-workers and folks you know now, why you let them dictate and conduct your actions and your reactions? You need to please God and not man. Oh, it would take faith. Faith demands that God is your only, underline, your only source. That's right. With faith, you only have to know God. Tell him thank you. Well, faith, preacher, you're talking about faith. Well, I got to go. Well, with faith, you're going to get some confidence. And with confidence and having some high self-esteem, you're going to strengthen your faith. You're going to move on up higher. And everybody you know or hang out with won't be able to hang with you anymore. Oh, because their faith won't be enough to please God. So don't you compromise. Don't you negotiate your blessing and your anointing. It's already yours. So why you need to be splitting the difference? Stay with me now. Stop giving him power. Stop giving the enemy power. He don't have power over you. So why do so many, including Christians, won't rebuke storms? Storms come up, they won't rebuke it, and they because they think they're working against God. No, listen now, when they was out there on the ship and sea, Jesus was out there, and when he said, peace, be still, do you think God, Jesus was going against God and rebuking the storm that God had started? God didn't start that storm. It was the enemy started. Why? He was trying to stop them. Read the Bible. He was trying to stop them from getting to the other side because he's getting ready to deliver some folks, some demons, and he was trying to stop storms that come now. You need to pray and to rebuke and send it back to the sea from which it comes. Send it up in the atmosphere to cause no hurt, harm, and danger, because when you won't rebuke it, you are licensing the spirits that are behind it, and always repeating and promoting the evenness, always promoting and repeating what they say. It is not from God. For I know the plans, God said, I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, came through us by the Jeremiah the prophet. Oh, words have power, and you need to watch what you say. That's right. But out of the heart, the scripture says, the mouth speaks. Job said, teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Oh, Proverbs said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, not in the power of the devil, but look at the scripture said, in the tongue. They get their power from people's mouth. You handed the authority over to the enemy and forfeiting the game, you forfeiting it from your victory and power. Oh, we are here to lift the curse, not cause the curse. Remember, you said you wanted to please God, not speak against him. We need to bind. We need to rebuke. We need to take the authority over the enemy. We need to use the faith in the blood of Jesus to do it and stand on the word of God. Mark said, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Oh, church now can bring down the strong man. Oh, the church now, two or more touch and agree, and God will come and be in the midst. Declare and decree it now, and it shall be done. Oh, I can do all. Christ who strengthens me, but you must have a heart to please God. I'm trying to close, but Holy Spirit is driving this train. Please God by studying the Bible. You want to please God, study the Bible, meditate on it, and pray about it, and you will gain a deeper understanding of God's will. And then you will know what will please God. Oh, six things that God hates and don't please God. It is detestable, or it means it is something he just so much dislike. Look at it, Proverbs, the 6th chapter, 16th verse says, haughty eyes. What are haughty eyes? Well, that means dealing with pride. And God hates pride. You know that? That's what got all this started up in heaven. A fight broke out because the angel wants to have pride. The eyes are the windows into pride. And you know the phrase said that that person looks down on me. That naughty eyes is full of pride. Pride, folks, is the original sin that landed into the Garden of Eden on earth. And later, it's that same pride Adam lost the covenant over to the devil. And this is the story that's playing out. And we are part of it now. And maybe the last generation before Jesus returned, he said, and the other things that he didn't like that don't please God. He said, a lying tongue. Some people just lie, and you didn't even ask for it. Just lying and make up a lie just to have something to say. Could have saved that one. Hands that he said what don't please him is hands that shed innocent blood. He said what else don't please him is a heart that devises wicked schemes. People stand up all night trying to figure out working against you. What else don't please God? He said feet that are quick to rush into evil. What else? He said a false witness who pours out lies. What else? And a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Oh, watch out here. Oh, so we summarize it all of how to please God. Matthew says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Why you think the enemy is after your mind? Because you need to please God, you need to love with all your heart and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hebrews here says, I'm closing now, but without faith it's going to be impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody tell God, thank you for that word. As the musicians play some soft music now, I want to talk to you. Perhaps there's one. Romans tell us. Romans the 10th chapter 8 verse says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy hearts. That is the word of faith. So you see what it tells us? Yes, we call people to the altar and we repeat Romans 10 and 9. And we tell them to confess, but the 8th chapter, the 8th verse, the verse just before that, it says you got to have in your heart the word of faith, which is preached. But the preachers have not been preaching about faith, and that's why the enemy caught the church unprepared. And the 9th verse said that, but if thou shalt confess, the Greek word was there, acknowledge with thy mouth or in your heart, even if you can't verbally speak. Acknowledge. You speak through your heart with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And after you're saved, stay in faith. Would you receive Jesus right now as your Lord of your life? Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life, of my mind, body, and soul. I believe this scripture. I believe this word of God. And I accept you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Put a period there. You saved. Now work on it. Study the word of God. Stay in prayer. Stay in faith. Let me pray over you. I pray that every word that comes from the ministry of this church pleases God and lifts God and show love toward each of you. And I pray now as each of you, as a neighbor of True Community Church, I pray now that whatever is said and done would lead somebody to salvation of the Lord. I pray now that it be miracles for your healing. And I pray now for someone's deliverance, someone healing, someone breakthrough, praying now for someone's prosperity and financial increase in their life. Praying now that whatever the need is, whatever the dream, whatever the desire that pleases God, you can receive a download from heaven right now in a moment that would do it for you right now. Stand with me now, and I pray now that if you just only believe, speak it, and stand on it with faith, do not quit. Keep dreaming. God loves you. He loves you. He looks beyond all your faults, and he sees nothing but your needs. He can look beyond our faults, because when he look at, when the enemy present our sin and faults to God up in heaven, God only see Jesus, and he see the blood of Calvary. We got to have the faith. Otherwise, it's going to be impossible to please God. I'm Pastor Wilson for the True Community Church in Silver City, North Carolina, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Not just a story, it's a living, breathing, walking testimony of a God so good he leaves his home in glory for the world he loves, for the world that he so loves. It's not just a story. I believe that
Talk about show.